Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the mister. This is Club Chop On It late night, baby. And if you're new to Club Chop On It, man, this is what we do on Club Chop On It, man. We discuss a lot of them grown folks topics, you dig? So tonight, man, the whole topic, the theme is sex. The topic is sex. And it's all good, man, because them kids, hey, we're going to keep it real, man. Them badass kids should already be asleep. So we're going to sit down. We're going to chop on it, man. We're going to discuss some real sex talk, man. We're going to give you some healthy tips, man, and some more things. Anybody that's on the line, if you want to comment or you want to give your viewpoint, you know, about some oils that you be using, you ain't got to say, hey, man, this is the oil I use. Or you can. It don't matter. You did. This is Club Chop On It, baby. We always keep it 100K, man. Nothing fake around here. So sex talk. Let's get the club open and jumping, baby. Let's go.
Mr. Cal.
Yes?
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. I always end up fighting. Ask Mr. Fox, for he's much cleverer than I.
Mr. Fox, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why don't you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I. Me? I bite.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three. Three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
fucking and fucking, fucking all night. Be rubbing and touching and rubbing, feeling so right. Start pulling and fighting, then start scratching and biting, then start screaming my name while I'm doing my thing. How many licks do it take?
Chop on it. I am the mister. I got a couple of special guests that's going to come on, and we're going to dive deep into this sex, man. Sex is the thing. Sex is the topic, you dig? So, man, we're going to give you 12 reasons why doggy style is the best sexual position there is. And we know a lot of people love the doggy style position, man. We know this. You dig? So we're going to get into it, man. Let's go. Number one, a bit more about that G-spot. Your partner's penis is naturally tilted slightly downwards, and in doggy style, it rubs up against the G-spot as a result. And if it's good enough for Mother Nature, then you already know. Number two, you are more in control than you think. And there are plenty of fun variations and nifty tricks to give you control over the depth of penetration, including lowering yourself onto your elbows to increase it or reduce the arch in your back to decrease it. Number three, sex isn't always pretty. And there's reasons people cum faces are a bit of a running joke. So while some love nothing more than gazing into the eyes of their beloved mid-orgasm for others, the idea of being able to contort your face in ecstasy is relatively privacy is welcome. And that's where doggy comes in handy. Number four, you can enjoy the show. Alternatively, if watching gets you off, There's no sexier position than doggy style in front of a mirror to turn up the heat and send your partner wild as you throw him or her in a sultry gland mist thrust. Number five, it's flattering. Because what's not to love about the graceful curve of a back and a smoking hot ass in your face? Number six, it's comfortable. So unless you suffer from bad knees, you're able to thrust away quite comfortably without trembling under the weight of your partner or getting cramped after 30 seconds. And, you know, if that happens, man, you need to stop, take a pause, do your stretches. You know what I mean? When you catch that cramp, you know, in mid-stroke, man, you half stroke, you get that cramp, and you be trying to hold it on because you don't want to be embarrassed. You got to pull out because you got that cramp, man. Sometimes you just got to back off and be like, ooh, what was that? Just play it off, but stretch it out, man, because them cramps ain't no good. Number seven is raw. And there's something wild, naughty, and unadulterated about not having face-to-face contact during sex. And while making love has its place, doggy style is the perfect tonic when you're in the mood, something a bit more caveman style, you dig? All right, number eight, you can multitask. And your clitoris is in the perfect position to be stimulated by either yourself or your partner, as well as your breasts. So while we're speaking about the breasts, we'll go ahead and get into number nine, your boobs. Okay? While earning itself the reputation as being one of the less intimate of positions, doggy style is actually the perfect way to add a bit of boob fondling to your mix. Man, you know, you can stimulate the boobs while you're in doggy style, and that brings great pleasure too. So cupping your hands over your partner's is also the perfect way to show him or her how you like them to be touched. You know, you can get more intimate that way, you dig? And that's number nine. So we're going to get back into it, man. We got 12 of them, so we got a couple more to go. Before we do that, we're going to take a real quick break, man. Let you cool off a little bit, you dig? Let you cool off. When we come back to it, we're going to steam you up again, baby. Club Chop on the Six is the topic. Let's roll.
Let's play a game I had to get freaky. I'm acting anywhere, every time I defend. When you fall asleep, I'ma try to sneak it, take a peek at your monkey and even before I start to breathe in. Please believe it, I got it if you need it, if you let me in. Every single time, I'ma please it. Spread your knees out, tuck your feet in. Arch your back down, press flat down. Now come and see me, if you need to be satisfied completely.
Why don't you stay and play the flirting game?
That's been on my mind all night long, for too long. See your very sexy lady and your eyes set it off. You made me want to love you, sex you down for new times, say.
Why don't you stay and play?
other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Yeah. You freaky, boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Freaky too, now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Swisher, I don't get you with. So I'ma get you with. Great A, bitch, nothing less. When I pull up, be undressed like your heels on. Blowing kills strong. Got a nice top with a fat ass I can feel on. Fuck real long, pussy wet, I can swim home. Baby girl, put it on my face, pussy drip so much I need a bib on. Butt naked, my Tim's on, film on, get a film on.
Dive in, then swim on, ooh, then swim on.
Take it down, make you lead home, she ain't gotta leave home. What's up with her theme song, index finger make her cream strong. I stroke her good and beat her back,
I beat her back.
Then eat the cat,
I eat the cat.
Cause she's she bustin' back to bed. I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Yeah, you freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Like I do, yeah. You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down.
Fell up in that pussy and it feel like I've been baptized. Girl, you soaking wetter than a river, baby. You fucking with a real nigga's mental. But I was hoping if you can do the thing that you did last week when I had your body shaking like a motherfucking seizure. Dropping you off with that real nigga special, caressing your hips when I'm deep in you. Yeah. Fucking you up in the head when I'm giving you head, girl, it's just game amazing.
Yeah.
Sending me texts like drop your location. Crazy as fuck, but girl, you my little baby. Sexy as fuck and I'm loving your fragrance. Nowhere to sit, we'll put it on my face then. Knowing you strong, but that's all I'ma take it. Nowhere to run, so all you do is take it.
And now you know, can't nobody do your body like I do, yeah. I got you bustin' like some rhyme. Girl, don't make a sound. I'm gon' dig you down. And that's on my
love. I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do?
You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room.
I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down.
Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do?
Yeah.
You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room.
I swear it's going down.
I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down.
Welcome back to Club Chop On It, man. Tonight, the doors is open. We're doing something a little bit different. Man, we post promo, man, all the time and push it. If you haven't checked it out, Club Chop On It, man, is where we get raw. Sometimes we play raw music for the artist, man, like you would get in the club scene. Sometimes we break it down and we talk about that grown folk stuff. And tonight, man, we've been talking about sex. Sex is the theme and sex is the topic. And before we bring on Queen Soulja on, man, she got a lot that she's going to talk about. Before we bring on, I just had to get back. I was talking about doggy style, you know what I mean? And I ain't ashamed to say it because I'm a man. Doggy style is one of my favorite positions. But just check with number 2 in the 12 reasons why doggy style was the best, man. People that say, and there are plenty of fun variations and nifty tricks to give you control over the depth of penetration, including lowering yourself onto your elbows to increase it or reduce the arch in your back to decrease it. And man, right, I believe that right there should be on the slogan, man. We got to get with somebody. We got to get that slogan going, man. That is very, very valuable information for the sex team and the sex talks, man, ladies. That's, hey, peep that one out. But we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to keep it rolling. I'm fixing to bring on Queen Soldier, and she got some stuff she want to talk about tonight in Club Chop on it, the sex talk. So let's get it going. Queen Soldier, you on there with me?
Yes, I'm on here.
Okay, hold on just a second. We got an echo going. Okay, you on there with me?
Yes.
Okay, Queen Soldier, man, for everybody that's tuned in right now, this is my better half, this Queen Soldier. Y'all stay tuned, man, because we also got a segment coming up, man, called King and Queen Soldier Live. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff that y'all don't find me talking about, and that's a good thing having your queen. But y'all check it out. Queen Soldier, I'm going to give you the flow. I know you got things you want to discuss. Go ahead, mama.
Well, you started out talking about doggy style. I'm going to talk about the different foods that help with your sexual desire, whatever your preference is or whatever you guys like. I know one for men, you know, if you eat a banana a day, it increases the intake of your omega-3 fatty acids and will boost your cardiovascular health and improve your sexual performance. And another one is spinach. It's rich in magnesium and minerals, and it decreases the inflammation in blood vessels and increasing blood flow down below for all the men. And there's another one of a few foods. It's one is meat, oysters, and that works for both male and female. Salmon, nuts and seeds, apples, garlic, and also my favorite is the red wine. So those are just a few little things that I wanted to bring today on the show since we're talking about sex.
Okay, most definitely. Now, I heard you say that bananas. So that mean everybody, man, men, if you're listening, women, if you're listening now, and your man do like bananas, even if he don't like bananas, man, you know, he can make the banana pudding, the homemade banana pudding. Don't go buy it at the store. You know, make it in the banana. Make it real homemade, you know what I'm saying? That's how you really turn him on. But definitely, if you like it, if you can, start getting some bananas, red wine, women. Two, I know, is also good. So, most definitely, Queen Soldier, you know, I love hearing you talk about different things. And a lot of people don't understand that me and you, we sit and talk about a lot of stuff all the time. And that's one thing my daddy always taught me. He said, son, when you get married, you get you a queen, talk to her. Learn as much as you can about her. Be comfortable to be able to talk about anything. And that's what we do. And I'm looking forward to the segments of us bringing this. And I know sex is a topic a lot of people be talking about, you know, on Facebook and Instagram and all that type of stuff. But with this sex talk, man, we're going to get a little raunchy, but we also going to give you some, you know, good tips, man, and some good healthy things to also help with your sex life. So, Queen Soldier, is anything else you want to say before we get back into the show?
Nope, I'll let you go ahead and do your thing.
All right. Well, man, it was always good to have Queen Soldier come through and do what she do, man, and bring us that knowledge. She's going to be bringing us a lot more just tips and different things about health. And, man, we got a whole lot playing, man. We're working and jerking. That's what I like to say. But, yeah, this is Club Chop on it. We're going to be taking some calls and see if anybody that's on the call log got any opinions, anything they want to put out there, any information they feel might be able to help the next person's sex life, because that is a valuable, important thing that's going on in people's lives. You dig? So let's get it going. We'll be right back after this.
Sometimes you ladies be trying to misbehave, try to make it seem like us brothers is slacking while we packing. But I'm here to tell you now, I'm here to set the record straight. 2006 shot, K-Reezy in the building. My brothers in the back, they gonna help me out.
Started when you strip, trying to clown. Loosen up your pants, let your panties slip down. Gotta take it easy if you wanna please me. Tonight, you're gonna lay on my pillow. Grab your ankles, make a wish, girl.
Back to Club Chop on it, baby. Sex is the theme, sex is the topic, man. That's what we're getting into. We just heard from Queen Soulja give a little bit of some healthy things we can do coming up. I know on some of the Club Chop on it Sex Talk episodes, we will be talking about things, you know, ladies can do to help keep their lubrication up, some things men can do to help keep their arousal up, be able to help extend their time period in the bed so they can fully satisfy their woman. You dig? That's what we promote, man. It's healthy, fun. And a lot of people touch about talking about sex, man. Ain't nothing wrong with saying penis. Ain't nothing wrong with saying vagina. You know what I'm saying? We grow, man. We know this. But as grown adults, sometimes, you know, we need to learn some different tricks or we need to add some spice to our relationships. Now, if you're into the kinky stuff, man, I'm talking about tying people up, spanking and beating, that's all good. You dig? I'm going to have to research a lot and get into that and give y'all that, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, that's just a whole different world. But if that's what you're into, baby, and you inbox me and say, man, speak on this, I'm going to do my research and I'm going to bring it to you, you dig? So if you're running around your bedroom half naked in an all-black leather suit with the mask with just the eyes and you got the little diaper-like leather strap to go around and you got your whips and chains hanging from your room and all of that type stuff, hey, don't feel uncomfortable. Do what you do. Keep whooping each other's ass if that's what you like. No problem. But we're going to get back into the doggy style, man. That's what I'm addressing on this one. I'm gonna be breaking down a lot of different styles. You dig? This one is the doggy style. Okay, so let's go to number 10. Let's wrap it up with the number 10. It doesn't require a bed or getting fully naked, which means plenty more fun in the kitchen, the bathroom, shower, on the staircase, leaning over the dryer, have the draw on full cycle in the back. You in the back room. You can be outside. You dig? You can be in the car. Pull up somewhere where there ain't nowhere. You know, just open the back door. Bend over in the back seat. Doggy style is very accessible in many different variations, many different places, man. You can get it in. So try doggy style. If you ain't trying it, try doggy style, but try to add a little bit of spice to it and try something different with it. Number 11. It's not a tricky pony. and has an orgasm enticing number of variations, including standing up for a quickie or spooning on your side for a bit of more, you know, intimacy. And this one right here, man, I know a lot of people into this right here, male and females, a lot of people into it, and this probably for them is the best one. Number 12, it's the best position for a little bit of light spanking and the perfect way to add a bit of extra cheek into the bedroom. You dig? So, man, hey, I encourage you to do it healthy. Like I said, if you like to beat, man, and punch, man, let that be known, you know what I'm saying, before you go into these acts. Because sometimes you just spring some of your best moves, or you done got on the internet and researched some moves and you want to try it out. Sometimes, man, people end up getting hurt. You dig? So we're going to keep it rolling, baby. Seven more tips, man, I'll give you. If you're just tuning in, you can replay the show, man. Get your pen and pad out. Write them down, baby. All real, all facts. Seven tips for doggy style. The best sex position for hitting the G-spot. Okay? The best sex position for hitting the G-spot, man. Like I said, you can check it out, man. Go do your research, man. Research everything. And here it go. If you're receiving or getting involved, you feel me? It doesn't just have to be a whole lot of thrusting and pounding, okay? You can bounce, pop, swing, and roll your hips. You can even tell your partner to hold you completely still for a little bit while you take over. And this is, I'm quoting all of this from Bustle.com. Okay, you can use a mirror. If you don't like the fact that you can't see each other, which is a huge drawback for some people, then change it. Strategically placed mirrors or wild thrust in the bedroom means that you can have all out fun with doggy, but also be able to make eye contact. And that's extra high when you can see how much your partner is enjoying. Adjust for more intimate experience. You can try to modify doggy with not only the help partner last longer, but will also add some intimacy if you think it's lacking. If doing doggy, you go down onto your elbows and then basically lie down, like use a pillow under your hips, it helps. Then you can get a lot of benefits, but it's a little less intense and a little more close. Number four, or for a more wild one, okay? So what you like to talk about, doggy, is that it's a little intense and wild. Then up your game. Cosmetologists suggest that you go down on your elbows, have your partner lift you up by the thighs and go for the wheelbarrow position for the brave and for the bold. Only for the brave and the bold for the wheelbarrow position. You can check out Bustle.com and www.bustle.com and find these. Play with yourself. I know that you're bracing yourself, but you can spare a free hand. It's a great position for clitoral stimulation, either with your hand or with the vibrator. Six, get comfortable. If you're there for a while, then things can get a little creaky. Try putting a pillow under your knees or even bracing yourself over the side of a couch, depending on where you're doing it from. I'll let you focus on the fun rather than the logistics. Number seven, up your dirty game talk. Whether you're going for a modified or regular doggy is a great position for dirty talk, especially when the given partner can really come close to the receiving partner's ear. If there's something you like to hear during sex, let them know beforehand and enjoy the sexy whispers. You know what I mean? And this is all, man, all this that I said, these seven tips, man, you can go look it out at www.bustle.com, man. And the first 12 set of tips I got you, man, you can go check that out at metro.com. So make sure I give them their respects, man, for the information. Just dive and do your research, baby. We're talking about sex here, man, on the Club Chop on it. It's been a nice show, man. Had the queen come through. We still got time to go, man. I know people walking out the door. Hey, when you're talking sex in your bedroom, it's all good. So we're going to help educate each other, man, and we're going to bring sex talk a little bit more comfortable to people. You dig? So we're going to go ahead and take one call before we get off into the rest of this sexy playlist. Let's go and take a call and get some opinion. Let's go to 918. Sis, you on there with me? What's good with you, Miss Jack?
I'm here, bro. You know I'm on here. First of all, for those of us who are single and not committed and you out here having sex, safe sex is the best sex.
Yes.
I'm celibate for a while. But doggy style most definitely is the best position. I love it. The ass smacking, the hair pulling, the choking. I can go on and on, but I'm going to leave it right there. Don't knock it till you try it, baby.
I know that's right. Don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it, because you know, sis used to do the damn thing all the time. Man. I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but fuck it, why not?
Hey, this is Chop on the Club, Chop on the Sex Talk, baby. No. Anything goes.
I'm listening. I'm sorry, don't judge me. Don't judge me. It's the best position you could use. I mean, damn, there's a million things you can do, doggy style. It all depends on who you're with. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If it's about somebody you really want to look at, that's the best position, you know, for you. seriously. You know, if you ugly and he ugly, that's the best position for you.
I can understand that.
I'm just saying. If you're into, you know, him scratching and biting, that's one of the best positions for you. Depends on where you want him to scratch and bite you at. That's me, because I love it.
hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Man, the choking. Well, I'm not talking about the choke your woman out to where she's just half dead. Okay, so some of you men take that to a whole new level. It's
right.
Sexy if you do it the right way. Sexy if you do it the right way. Don't be trying to kill your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Because you can talk about an argument you had during sex. Say that for later. I'm talking about kinky. You know, not killing. I got to explain some of that because, you know, I've been with some crazies. It all depends on what you make it. If you know what your man like, ladies, please your man. So somebody else won't step in and do that for you. Man, I have to say that men, please your woman. Because you don't want nobody else inside of her, period. Please your women.
That's real.
Y'all can't please each other, then ain't no need of y'all being together, period. Because sex is a great deal, you know, in a relationship, a marriage, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's all about pleasing each other, period, and coming together. Oh, my God. Orgasms. It's about orgasms. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
If you don't make your partner orgasm, you with the wrong person, period. Move around. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody that can do that for you. And if you can't, do it your damn self. Do it your damn self. Ladies, we don't always have to have a man. We need to let them know that, too. We do know how to please ourselves. And if they're not doing it right, sometimes they just need some help. Show them how to please you. Because if you ain't doing something right with Miss Jack, baby, I'm going to give you the tap. It's time for you to go. I'm going to let you know that right now. It ain't going to be none of that. Let's try it again. None of that. No, because I told you what I like. You told me you was going to bring it, and you can't bring it. Don't come back over here. We're going to leave that where it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I do. And that's another thing we're going to be getting into on the next sex talk. We're going to be breaking down some ways to give females orgasm and to give males orgasm. Like I said, this is Chop On It, and this is what the platform is for. A lot of things, man, media and a lot of things out there in society have kind of muffled us from speaking about certain things. Well, man, it was good. It used to feel good when you could speak about sex and everybody spoke about it on a mature level and had fun and engaged in talking and things like that, you know. So that's what we're trying to create with the sex talk.
You know, so Talk about it. Where is everybody at
but
tonight?
We will be real. You know, we going to talk about some things to help brothers last a little bit longer in the intimacy world too, man, because, you know, we hear the cries and we know things like that. So we're going to be talking about some things, you know, to help brothers keep their stamina up so they can keep their long run going and going healthy. But that's what it do here on Chop On It, man, Club Chop On It. Sex is a theme. Sex is the topic. I'm the mister. We got Miss Jack. The Queen Soulja came through and gave us some great healthy tops. We about to get off into this brand game of water, and we're going to come back, and we're going to drop some more sex information on you, baby, because that's what we do. It's grown folks' time, man. All the kids asleep, you dig? They snoring and knocked out. If they ain't got school tomorrow, hey, go off in there. Tell them right now. Close the door, man. Stick cotton balls in there here because it's grown folks' time, you dig? Let's get into that water.
Get attention, your water. Saying things I wanna hear, got me ready to fuck. And I swear I'm gonna dive in your water tonight. Heaven like water. I know you want some more. Your body is waiting. Just call me your circle.
About to give you this business. When it comes to this fucking girl, gifted and gifted. How about you licking and sucking? Starting with your neck and then your titties. Gonna get a little rough and I don't play fair. Better make sure that arch in your back stays there. My little Latina, es muy cochina. Yeah, that's my little freak, freak. I'm trying to do some freaky little things. So I need you to be my freaky little thing tonight.
Baby, tonight, I need you to be my freaky little thing. Girl, I'm trying to do some really freaky things to you.
Really freaky things to you.
My freaky little thing. Freaky little thing. Girl, I'm trying to do some really freaky things to you. My freaky little thing. Yeah.
Don't say a word, cause I need you to be ready,
ready
and willing to let a nigga show you, all of the freaky little things that I've been trying to do. So let's stop all the talking and throw your pennies on the side of the bed. Cause it's just like a gift when I open up your legs. First you said you was going to work, but you called in instead. Cause you can't get enough of this head. Girl, you know I'm the best.
Nuestro sexo es muy bueno.
You know I need it right now.
All I wanna know is,
are you trying to get
on it, baby. Appreciate everybody that's been supporting on their phone, everybody that's been tuning in with us online, that's been sharing by word of mouth, hitting a like or share on social media. We appreciate it, man. You can catch me and Mr. Street Soldier on Instagram, on Facebook, connecting with us on Underground Heat Cover Magazine page, man. Underground Heat Cover Magazine is behind Chop On It Radio, man. It wouldn't be a Chop On It Radio if it wasn't for Underground Heat Cover Magazine and the main people behind the whole movement, man. So appreciate everybody that's been supporting. If you just now tuning in, you can always replay the show. Once the show is over, the link will be up. You can replay any show at any time. And if you is replaying this, I salute you for taking the time to replay this. Now, we done broke down, because sex is the thing, sex is the topic. So we done broke down 12 reasons Doggy Style is the best. Dig, we done covered that. But we gonna give you a little peek, and we gonna start the 12 reasons why missionary is the best sexual position there is. And all this information, man, I'm quoting from Metro. So you can go to metro.com and you can check it out. Got to give a salute to Katie Horwood, too. All right. So we're going to start it off for the first one. It maximizes skin contact. The missionary position isn't just about hammering away to get the job done properly. It's about using your whole body to rub, arouse your partner, which you'll find is far more boring. Okay? Eye gazing, intense eye contact. While having sex can be electric, it is one of the most underrated acts of foreplay there is. In the missionary position, we give you an abundance of opportunities for it. So when you're in the missionary position, eye gazing, It's definitely, some people like it, some people get turned on about it. If you ain't doing it, man, if you're one of the people that don't like to look at each other in the eyes doing missionary and just close your eyes because it's real, real dark and you can't see nothing, hey, if that's worked for you, call in. Give your viewpoints on it, man. We would be glad and more welcome to hear your viewpoints and your insights on how you close your eyes the whole time while you're having sex. That's pretty cool. All right. Number three, whispering sweet nothings. And when a romantic gaze turns into a stare-off, you're in the right position to whisper sweet nothings. Or you can order some real, you can say some real nasty stuff at that same time too, you dig, into your partner's ear or into her face, you know what I mean? Or you can even try to just blow on her nose, you mean, just to add something spicy while y'all staring and looking at each other. Just blow it real fast and blow in the nose real quick. That'll add some little spice to it, I guarantee you. Or snogging. What's not to love about a good snog? A good snog's doing sex. Boom. Okay. Number five, it's one of the best positions for clitoral stimulation. Fellas, listen up, man. As your partner's pubic area is in the perfect position to rub directly onto your clit, the missionary position is one of the best positions to ensure a woman has more chances of reaching an orgasm. Fellas, ladies, that's what they're talking about. Number five, I'm going to go back to number five, okay? It's number five. It's talking about the 12 reasons why missionary is the best sex position there is. We broke down 12 for doggy style. We're going to get into 12. We're going to start to 12 for missionary. Number five said it's one of the best positions for clitoral stimulation. As your partner's pubic area is in the perfect position to rub directly onto your clit, the missionary position is one of the best positions to ensure a woman has more chances of reaching an orgasm. Fellas, make sure when you're replaying the show, write that one down. Number six, there's space for extras. Haven't quite mastered the hands-free rubbing technique? Try a cock ring or a mini vibrator. Missionary makes you make sure you really get your money's worth from a number of handy little sex toys. I don't know about the cock ring, but hey, man, if you're into the cock ring, hey, more power to you. Ladies, if you're putting a cock ring on your man, hey, more power to you if that's what gets you off, man. Hey, we ain't here to judge nobody. Like I said, if you want to walk around in the leather and beat each other ass with whips and poke each other with hot prongs, hey, more power to you. I'd love to hear your view sights on how that's sexy to you, man. I'd love to hear that. Number seven, it hits the G-spot. Not only does missionary mean more clit action, it also means with the help of well-positioned pillow, your G-spot will get you into, get you into the mood also, okay? Number eight, your man looks hot, heavy, sweaty, primal, you feel me? Ladies, you know, they like this. Some ladies like to look at their man and see a nice, strong, virile man. Number nine, it allows for size. While doggy style means deeper penetration, this level of intensity isn't everyone's cup of tea, which is where missionary steps in. There's enough depth for substantial sensation without leaving you short for breath in the wrong way. Number 10, it can be naughty and is the perfect position for a bit of consensual domination. Missionary doesn't have to be born. In fact, nothing is sexier than being tied up on your back while your partner takes full advantage of you for submission. Okay, number 11, we're going to give you all of them. Number 11, it hides your wobbly bits, which is always a bonus. And it gives you an advantage with a bit of extra padding, you know what I'm saying, because no one likes a bruised hip bone, you did. So, man, this is missionary. And we know there's a lot of people out there that like missionary. I enjoy missionary. Hey, who don't when it's done right? Number 12, it's great if you're feeling lazy. Because let's face it, ladies, when it's 11:30 and you got to be up in 6 hours for a buyer, your meeting, a work, something like that, you know, the thought of having your partner's eyes is always going to be a massive turn on. Good way for you to unwind, let go, release, enjoy the rest of your night, and take your ass to sleep. And don't be trying to go for round three and four. Round two is good. Round three and four, man, you just push it. Yeah, you just pushing it, you know what I'm saying? That's X-rated movie stuff. You know, that's for like All-Star Weekend, Martin Luther King birthday, my birthday, you know what I'm saying? Maybe on Christmas. Well, no, Christmas, you get one act, you get that. But, you know, Missionary Man, hey, I'm telling you, Sex Talk, Club Chop on it, man. Y'all be tuned, man. We're going to be breaking down a lot of more stuff, man. The next episode, we're going to be giving you some more healthy tips that you can apply to your sex life to make your sex life more vibrant, more healthy. Things, good things, man. True facts. Fellas, we're going to give you some facts to help you last a little bit longer. Women, we're going to give you some facts and some stuff you can use to stay a little bit more lubricated and also keep your vagina nice and tight. You know what I mean? Everybody be bragging about, oh, I got a big cat. Big cat this, big cat that. Fellas, every man don't like a big cat. You know, the look is cool. But when we talking about, you know, the inside, it's a little bit different. And, you know, ain't no reason to be, you know what I'm saying, embarrassed here on Chop On It, man. We keep it real. We know ladies don't like a small penis or a penis that can't really stay hard. So, fellas, we got you, ladies. We got you on both sides. I ain't afraid to talk about it. You ain't afraid to talk about it, because if you was, you wouldn't be tuning in to Chop On It. So I appreciate you for it. Stay tuned, man, for the King and Queen Soldier Live segment that's coming. Stay tuned for more Club Chop On It. Like I said, tonight we open up the doors for Sex Talk. This is something that does happen on Club Chop On It. Next Club Chop On It, we might rock you out. We might jam. You never know what goes on inside Club Chop On It. You dig? The new hottest club on the internet radio, man, going dumb. So appreciate everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that's rocking with us, man. Much love to y'all. Much love to y'all. Appreciate it. We're going to get on up out of here, man. Hey, until next time, this is the Mr. Queen Soldier. Salute Miss Jack. We out.